Good afternoon. Adult film performers may be directed by production companies to engage in activities with high risk of contracting sexually transmitted infections, such as condomless vaginal or anal sex, and sex with multiple partners. Many production companies rely on routine testing of performers for HIV and other STIs, and require that a performer have a negative HIV test less than 14 days before filming. Commonly, an HIV-1 RNA nucleic amplification test, or NAT, is used. NAT can detect HIV 10 to 15 days after infection, a shorter interval than antibody-based tests. In 2014, the California Department of Public Health was notified of a diagnosis of acute HIV infection in a 25-year-old male. Patient A had a negative NAT, but experienced onset of rash, fever, and sore throat 10 days after testing. Patient A submitted for another NAT 6 days after symptom onset, and another 6 days later was informed this test was positive. Patient A performed in 2 adult film productions during this interval, and both required that HIV negative performers have a negative test less than 14 days before production. Patient A had condomless sex with 6 male partners per film production. We launched a public health investigation to identify new cases of HIV infection among patient A's work-related and non-work-related sexual contacts, to link newly diagnosed patients to care, to prevent ongoing transmission of HIV and other STIs, and to determine whether work-related HIV transmission occurred. The production companies assisted in providing contact information for patient A's fellow performers. Patient A's known recent sexual contacts were urged to seek both immediate and 30-day post-exposure HIV testing. Newly diagnosed patients were interviewed by disease investigators of the patient's health jurisdiction, and 2 HIV-1 sequences, Paul and Gag, were amplified from patient pretreatment sera and compared by phylogenetic analysis to confirm HIV homology. The timeline on the bottom is oriented with day 0 being patient A's negative NAT, symptom onset at day 10, and notification of his positive NAT at day 22. As previously described, patient A had condomless sex with 6 male performers during each of 2 filming events, 1 day before symptom onset and over a 3-day period 1 day after symptom onset, respectively. Patient A was the only performer common to both productions and had sex with other performers only during filming. Patient A also named 5 recent non-work-related sexual partners during the month before and after symptom onset. 4 performers and a non-work-related partner had chronic HIV infection. All were reportedly on treatment with an undetectable viral load, but we do not have access to viral load data for the 4 performers. 5 performers and 1 non-work-related sexual contact had a negative NAT at least 30 days after the last sexual contact. A negative NAT was obtained for 2 other performers and 1 non-work-related sexual contact. However, this NAT was less than 30 days after last sexual contact, and a second NAT was either refused or testing results were not made available to us. We therefore cannot determine the final HIV status of these performers. 3 of patient A's contacts were newly diagnosed with HIV infection. Patient B, a work-related partner, experienced fever and sore throat 4 days after filming concluded and was diagnosed with acute HIV infection 18 days after filming. Patient C, a non-work-related partner, had a negative NAT 5 days after sexual contact with patient A, but experienced sore throat, fever, and body aches 15 days after last sexual contact and was diagnosed with acute HIV infection 1 day later. Patient D, a non-work-related partner, was diagnosed with chronic HIV infection. Phylogenetic analysis of viral sequences amplified from pretreatment sera revealed that all 4 patients had highly related subtype B sequences, and the nucleotide identity of GAG and Pol sequences was greater than 99%, indicating that all 4 patients had closely linked infections. We conclude that patient D, who had undiagnosed chronic HIV infection, infected patient A. Patient A infected patient B by engaging in condomless sex as directed by the production company, and patient A also infected patient C, a non-work-related sexual contact. Patient A's negative HIV test less than 14 days before filming was not sufficient to prevent work-related HIV transmission to a fellow performer. We conclude that performers should consider regularly for HIV and other STIs. However, testing alone is not sufficient to prevent HIV transmission among adult film performers. We recommend that performers correctly and consistently use condoms, and that production companies should provide condoms free of charge to performers and ensure that they are used. Pre-exposure prophylaxis has demonstrated utility in preventing HIV infection, and individuals at high risk for HIV infection should consider taking PrEP. However, PrEP does not prevent other STIs and should be used in combination with condoms. This investigation would not have been possible without the cooperation of the production companies, performers, and contacts, and the contributions of many state and local health departments and disease investigators, only some of whom are listed here. Thank you.